Blog Talk Radio.
Now for all of you that are out there listening, I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been. Let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed the blood out there on the Calvary. Witness up in here. Tiffany.
Blessing that comforts us. Every part of our daily lives. Cause my hands are yours, Jesus.
Welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. But before we bring Brother Mitlock on the air, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have such requests, please press the number 1 on your phone at this time. And when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. Of course, it is my request today, as in every single day, that you all please continue praying for each other, pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. Thank you. Caller 6246, please state your request.
Good morning. This is Brother McFall. I just want to come in prayers for the Williams family. Just continue to keep them in your guys' prayer as they still mourn the loss of their loved one and our sister in Christ a couple of weeks ago. And also just pray for me and for my health and that the sitting appointments that I continue to have, that things will get better and be in good report. And just continue to pray for all of us that we continue to do what we're called to do and help those around us. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 3964, state your request.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Pam Williams, asking continued prayer for the Callahan Street Church of Christ family, especially the sick and the shut-in. Also asking prayer for my daughter Kennedy. She's still experiencing quite a bit of pain, but praying that the medication that the doctors have given her will do what it's designed to do. Pray for her overall health, and especially that the doctor in New York will be able to repair her heart valve when it's time. And also just pray for my mom and my dad and my brother who has cancer, and pray for me for continuous guidance and strength from the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no other prayer requests at this time, so I bring you Brother Patrick Mitlock. Brother Mitlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan. We are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. We're in the midst of 5-6 weeks of what we're calling Super Summer Sunday Nights, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern on our church campus. And so we're just excited to be able to welcome Clifton Webb and the Wayne Road Church, as Clifton is going to share a word on Sunday night. But that's not just limited to Wayne Road. Feel free, if you're in the area and you're, maybe your church doesn't have a Sunday night service, or even if it does, just pop on our way, 5 o'clock this coming up Sunday, and be a part of it. It's barbecue night, so if you want to participate in that potluck, bring something that you know goes with barbecue chicken and barbecue ribs. Is my understanding these guys do it up real big, and so this will be my first time being a part of that. And we'll also have a car show that we'll be doing on the in the parking lot as well. So just come and be a part of that fellowship, if you will. I want to talk today, and again, thank you, Danielle, for what you do. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for sharing this forum with me and others. Thank all of you that are on the Blog Talk side of this. Thank you, those of you who are participating on the Facebook Live side. We just appreciate every one of you. Don't take any of you for granted. As many of you know, I think it was the end of March or so that I started this theme, Gratitude Tuesday. And in doing so, I wasn't sure how far it would go, but I want to say maybe last July I said, hey, you know, this idea of Thanksgiving is not just something that you do in November, but it's something that you would do year round. And then I picked somewhat arbitrarily, I want to say July, and did a devotional on, you know, being thankful in the month of July, which again is kind of different than what our normal ethos would call for. However, you know, I want to kind of push that narrative again. So I've called this devotional a specific July Thanksgiving, because I just want to take a moment to remind you. And I have a question on the Facebook side, and I don't know if Danielle is in a spot where if somebody on the Blog Talk side wants to share as well. But I would like to hear from participants one specific spiritual and one specific non-spiritual blessing that you can share with us on in Thanksgiving, in July, even though it's not November. I mean, I want to just remind you of passages like 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 4. Everything created by God is good. So that's, I'm sure all of us would agree with that. But then the text further says, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. So if you're remembering that, I think these blessings should be specific and spoken, and obviously not just in November. I want to remind you that those 24 elders that are representative of the redeemed in Revelation chapter 11 were speaking out in this Thanksgiving spirit in verses 16 and 17 as they rejoiced in the Lamb that was slain being able to save our souls. Jesus himself, even as he was raising Lazarus in John chapter 11 and verse number 41 and 42, he said, so they removed the stone, and then Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always heard me, is what Jesus said in this text. But because of the people standing around, I said it so that they may believe that you sent me. Jesus, not just by himself, but around others, opened his mouth. And then I don't have to remind you of the passages like 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, be anxious for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6 says some similar things. So my thing, I'm thankful that I have been able to bond, I think, so well spiritually with the Gateway Church family. We've been able to experience as many as 24 baptisms in the 10 months or so that I've been here. And we're just giving God all the glory and all the thanks for that, as well as to be able to, secularly, I'm just really pleased to be able to have lost these 25 pounds. I'm kind of plateauing a little bit, so we're going to see if I need to do some things and change some things up by the beginning of August. But the key here is that spiritually and physically, I know I feel that I'm in a very, very good place, and I can speak very specifically to that. I can appreciate, in response to my question, Sister Brenda is saying that she was blessed to be reared in the church, blessed spiritually, and secularly, she was she's blessed with the talent to pursue a professional career. Do some of you others, if you have some specific things that you want to share, you can respond to my question, click on my question, and you can type it in, or you can stay in the regular comments bubble, and I should be able to see it from there. And I'm not sure if there are people who want a specific talk about their blessings on the Blog Talk side. Really, there's only a couple of minutes left. I see that Yvonne is saying every day is Thanksgiving. I attended a Thanksgiving birthday family reunion this past weekend. Okay, so that sounds really, really good. Is there anybody else who wants to share a specific blessing? We only maybe got a couple of minutes, but I would be willing to read it and share it if somebody has it. So what specific blessing maybe this week, this month, this year that you've had that's been either specific and nonspecifics. So I see there aren't any participants on the Blog Talk side. Is there anybody on the Facebook Live side that would like to go ahead and put something in the bubble so that I can see it and I can share? And looks like a couple of you guys might want to come out for the Super Summer Sunday night. I know your mouth is salivating over that barbecue. Mine is too, and it's just Tuesday. So is there anybody else who has anything specific? And if not, I would just encourage you, because you can even on the Blog Talk side, excuse me, on the Facebook side, you can still respond to my question. Won't be able to respond to the question after I log off, but you can still within the comments say, here's my specific spiritual and here's my specific non-spiritual blessing that I'd like to share, that I'd like to speak in the spirit of Jesus, in the spirit of those 24 elders, in the spirit of all of the redeemed who are even praying spiritually appraised prayers. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so is not just about my redemption, but also about the blessings that come forward from my membership in the Church of Christ. And in knowing that, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, know that we want to be able to share that not just in a November setting, but also even in July. Thank you for listening. I look forward to maybe some of your comments. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I want to thank you again for this day and want to thank you for the many blessings that you continue to give us. And Father, you know what's happening with various members of in our fellowship, the various friends and family that we have. Brother McFaul has indicated that he is praying for this, for the Williams family, for their recent loss and for his own health. Pam is asking for prayers for herself, for her brother who has cancer, for her mom and dad, for her sister, her daughter, and the repairing of the heart valve, for the Callahan Church and the sick and the shut-in that's there. Father, just continue to help us to all be what you would have us to be and do what you would have us to do and ultimately say the things that you would have us to say, because we know that you are indeed a tremendous God and that as a result of the things that you have blessed us with, we are showing our ever and our continued thanks. Father, I want to thank you for the thanks of Sister Yvonne, who's saying that she's enjoying words this worship service to start the day, for Frankie, for her thanking the Lord to wake her up this morning and didn't need to work on her car at this point, and also Sister Shirley for being able to attend worship in the building and for our improved health. All of us have these things that we are thankful for in some way, shape, or form. And Father, we just want to just acknowledge you and just not be of the ilk where saying we're always saying, give me, give me, give me. But we have the orientation, not just in Thanksgiving in November, but in July and throughout the year, where we're saying we're thankful. Darlene is saying she's thankful for the faithful encouragement of the saints. And Sister Northfleet saying that she's thankful for a praying grandma and mother in the church. And Tichelle saying she's thankful for parents that are still with us and not taking any blessings for granted. Sister Mary Carolyn saying that she's thankful for the opportunity to be thoroughly taught the gospel with Jewel Miller film strips back in the day and to be able to go back to college. And all these blessings and all these statements of thankfulness. Again, the improving health for Sister Shirley. We ask for prayers also for Yvonne Wesley's brother and Sister Evans, for Brother and Sister Evans at the Elmwood Park, who are both sick. And Father, we just ask that whether these supplications, these thanksgivings, that we're able to speak them, saying we're thankful, whether it's in a prayer to you, whether it's in conversation to others, to say, Lord, we're thankful. We're grateful. Because as part of the redeemed, we feel it's our duty and our obligation and our covenant relationship with you to continue to esteem you and extol you. Continue to bless us and keep us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.